Nolte, the five times Carl Bernstein bellowed worse than Watergate. At Trump. By John Nolte on January 5, 2021. In his dotage, CNN's Carl Bernstein has not only disgraced himself after being caught telling flat-out lies. He's become a punchline as one of Knoll's far-left commentators with his repeated LOL claims that pretty much everything a Republican does is worse than Watergate. What makes this especially hilarious is that, along with Bob Woodward, Bernstein became co-famous and won a co-Pulitzer for co-breaking the actual Watergate scandal. So you would think Bernstein would actually know when something truly is worse than Watergate and would be circumspect before bellowing such a thing. But the man is such a self-parody, he's pretty sure all kinds of stuff are worse than Watergate. Below is as thorough of a rundown as I could come up with. I'm sure there are other examples of Bernstein screaming about stuff being worse than Watergate, like at the dry cleaners when no one can find his tux. Just this Sunday, Bernstein announced the leaked phone call between President Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger was worse than Watergate. He said on CNN. It's not deja vu, this was something far worse than occurred in Watergate. We have both a criminal President of the United States in Donald Trump and a subversive President of the United States at the same time with this one person. Subverting the very basis of our democracy and willing to act criminally in that subversion. Yuan. It was only 3 months ago when Bernstein said the same about leaked audio of Trump talking about the coronavirus. It's a dereliction of duty, recorded as no other presidential dereliction of duty has been. Even more so than the Nixon tapes in this instance, Bernstein told Knoll. The last time this happened during the end of Nixon's presidency, the Republican leadership went to the White House and told Nixon he had to resign. And the facts here are even graver than in Watergate, he added. So that's two Watergates in just a few months. Less than a year earlier, in November of 2019, in furtherance of the media's Russia collusion hoax, Bernstein told Knoll that at every turn Trump has served the interests of Russia. A hostile foreign power, it's what makes this so different than Watergate and perhaps worse in some regards. So that's three Watergates in just a little over a year. A year before that, and again in furtherance of the Russia collusion hoax, Bernstein did it again. What we are watching in the Trump presidency is worse than Watergate. It's worse than Watergate, as I say, because the system worked in Watergate, Bernstein said on Knoll. So that's four Watergates in a little over 2 years. Here's Bernstein in late 2017, once again pimping the Russia collusion hoax. We've got to be a little cautious here, we've got to see where this goes, Bernstein told an elite crowd at some Hyde Park gathering. But at the same time, we also know that we're dealing with a situation that appears to be a real feeling that is worse than Watergate in many, many ways, in the sense that we have a president of the United States who lies about almost anything. So that's five Watergates in less than 3 years. For the previous Republican president, George W. Bush, Bernstein enjoyed saying things like, Bush has done far greater damage than Nixon and Bush is more disastrous than Nixon, and this 2006 doozy. Worse than Watergate? High crimes and misdemeanors justifying the impeachment of George W. Bush, as increasing numbers of Democrats in Washington hope, and, sotto voce, increasing numbers of Republicans, including some of the president's top lieutenants, now fear? Leaders of both parties are acutely aware of the vehemence of anti-Bush sentiment in the country, expressed especially in the increasing number of Americans, nearing 50% in some polls, who say they would favor impeachment if the president were proved to have deliberately lied to justify going to war in Iraq. There was understandable reluctance in the Congress to begin a serious investigation of the Nixon presidency. Then there came a time when it was unavoidable. That time in the Bush presidency has arrived. A liar and a clown. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.